Welcome everyone. Continue with Peleoid Zoyz Beis, discussing the halachas of, or the topic of brachas rather, in Shin 124. Some halachas as well. The Peleoid is telling us now the importance of not bringing yourself to doubt. Do you have to make a bracha? Do you not have to make a bracha? Which bracha do you have to make? Va'af misha yedeya brachas v'dineyim. Even a person who says the Peleoid, who knows the brachas, and knows the halachas, sometimes they bring themselves, they're not sure about different scenarios. On all these different scenarios, you want to avoid doubt when it comes to brachas. You don't want to have to be involved with a possible situation of deriving benefit from this world, from Hashem's world, without a bracha. Why? Why is it so serious? Because if a person, perhaps, derive benefit from this world without making the proper bracha, without making a bracha, he stole from Hashem. Imagine on the report card of that day, it says, thief. So on one side it says, thief. On the other side it says, who did he steal from? So you see capital H-A-S-H-E-M. He stole from Hashem. Now, the Peleoid is telling us, don't bring yourself into that doubt. Don't bring yourself into that doubt. V'chol yirei shemayim. All God-fearing people. He says, well, you know, people do like this. People who are Yirei Shemayim, they try to fulfill the opinions of all the Paiskim to make sure there's no Machlaikis. We said these words based on the Pasuk in Iyoiv. In Perikot Zayin Pasuk Tes, we said these words today in Slichas. These words today. Tahor Yodayim Yosef Oimitz. The purity of the hands adds strength. In the slichas, the context over there means that the Har Yadayim refers to Hashem. A person shouldn't come to any forgetfulness, which is common, he says, and to remember to make the right bracha. But bracha he says, kavi. Right? By the mayim achreinim, does a person make a bracha achreina on a hot drink? And the answer is normally not. If you have a hot drink that you're drinking little sips at a time, so you're not drinking the right amount of liquid in the right amount of time, so you can't make a bracha achreina, but in the fashas. The Shlomo Zalman Zatzal suggests, and obviously this suggestion came before him because that's what Peleoid is referring to, if you let your tea, your coffee, whatever it might be, that hot beverage, cool off a little at the end, then you could take a nice gulp of one shot. Then you could make your brain a fascius, like in any other drink you have. But he's saying, well, you're not sure. Did you drink enough at one time, or did you not drink enough at one time? This is the example he's talking about. Did you drink enough? So he says, erase your mind, train yourself. I don't want to come into a possibility of benefiting from this world without the proper bracha. Now he's also pointing something else out. It's not just the bracha rishoina, not just the first bracha. It's also the bracha achroina. The second bracha can be called deriving benefit from this world without making the proper bracha. That's what he's telling us here also. He gives another bracha. Oberchus asher yotzer v'chadayme. Person comes out of the Beis HaKisi, out of the bathroom. And of course, you know what's happening. Their phone is ringing. Their phone is ringing. So it might be an emergency. So we have to answer the phone. Did we say Asher Yatzah yet? No, we just came out of the bathroom. We hang up the phone 10 minutes later. Then the person says, "Ooh, what, did I make a bracha? Did I say Asher Yatzah?" Well, okay, you know, I'm not sure if I said Asher Yatzah. So, Safek Brachas Lachah. The halacha is, if I'm not sure if I made a bracha of Asher Yatzah, I don't go back to make a bracha. But in Shemayim, they know he didn't make an Asher Yatzar. Because he didn't. They see the videotape is playing the whole time. So the Pele Yoitz is teaching us right now, a Yerei Shemayim, which we're all Yerei Shemayim, are careful. Don't bring yourself into that suffix, the doubt scenario. If your phone's ringing when you come out of the bathroom, you're right, you have an emergency. You have an emergency. You know what the emergency is? To say Asher Yotzeh. That's your emergency. Right now, you're saying Asher Yotzeh. Listen, I have a phone as well, and my phone rings also. And I get the same text messages, and I have the same design as well. And I'm talking to myself, and I appreciate the fact that I'm talking to myself with an audience so I don't look like I'm crazy. It's a new sign. It's a challenge. You know, my children can't believe. They ask me, so how old were you when you got your first phone? I told them I was married. So we had a couple children. They can't. What do you mean? You didn't have a phone before you were married? I said, no, Baruch Hashem, I didn't have a phone before I was married. Did you have a phone before you were married? It's a joke. There weren't phones out there. And we lived a normal life. We lived a normal life. Probably better, more normal, right?
More normal.
We have an emergency when we get out of the bathroom. You know what the emergency is? To thank Hashem that everything worked fine. We took a drink. We had a cup of water. On a hot day, we refreshed ourselves. We have an emergency now. In the positive, don't feel pressure. Don't feel this pressure on you. Feel this feeling of sense of appreciation. Ah, that was a good drink. That was refreshing water. I want to thank Hashem. That's how we should feel it. I want to. Valzevik kazeh on the oimrim ashrei ish sheyishme al mitzvay secha v'sayroscha dvarach yosim alibay. Fortunate, says David HaMelech, fortune is the man. Ashrei ish. Fortune is this person sheyishme al mitzvay secha, that listens to the mitzvahs of Hashem. V'sayroscha udvarcha yosim alibay. And the Torah and his words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words, he places on his heart. This is our responsibility. This is our obligation. And once again, it's all rooted in Hakaras HaToiv, of showing appreciation. And just to reiterate, we can't show proper appreciation unless we know how to fulfill the halachas properly. It just popped into my head, so I'm going to share with you. Imagine, you get your license, you pass the test, 17 years old, driving, and all of a sudden you hear some loud sound behind you with some colorful lights going on. You see in the rearview mirror, that's the police. You think, oh, they probably came to congratulate me on my license. So you pull aside, you pull over, and he says to you, license and registration. So he says, yes, I just got my license, how'd you know? And he says, no, I'd like to see your license. And so you say, well, my license is in my house. I put it on the wall, I'm hanging it up. He says, well, you're supposed to drive with your license, sir. You have to drive. He says, I didn't know that. Well, you didn't know that. You can't start doing things without knowing the rules. A friend of mine once told me, he came home to his wife, he told his wife he got a nice yellow piece of paper on his way home. So his wife says, well, what's this yellow piece of paper? So, it's from the officer, the policeman. He gave me a ticket. Here's the yellow paper, or the pink paper, whatever color it was. If we don't know the halachas, halicha, of how to go, the word halacha is halicha. If we don't know the halachas, how can we do the bracha properly? How can we do the mitzvah properly? And yes, sometimes the halachas are detailed and tedious sometimes. Every single dot and every single T. And I has to be crossed. Yes, that's exactly right. This is how we show Kavod Shamayim. I know I'm going a little longer than the 5 to 7 minutes on these shurim recently. I just saw a piece from Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz. Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz, Zechet Tzadik Levrach, the Meshkiach of the Mir. He says something that every single Yid has to know. Rosh Hashanah time, we say we want to mekabel upon ourselves this time period, O Malchus Shemayim. We want to accept upon ourselves the yoke of Hashem as our melech, as our king. We want to proclaim, we want to coronate Hashem as the melech, as the king. So how do we do that? You know, he says, you know how you do this? You learn Torah in depth. You learn Torah in depth. That's how you do it. That's how a person coronates the melech. We're not going into the whole piece now. But we have to understand what his words are saying. Yes, the detailed, sometimes difficult halachas that we have to focus and concentrate and review it. That is saying, Ol Malchus Shemayim, that is saying, you Hashem are the Melech. You know why it's saying you're the Melech? Because Hashem says, if you're going to serve me, you have to know how to do it properly. You have to make sure when you go driving, you have your license in your pocket. You have to make sure you know where your license is with you. Not it's hanging on the wall because you're showing everybody you passed the test. That's what it means to accept Hashem as the Melech, to crown Hashem as the King. Not just for Shana Yom Kippur, but a whole year round. To learn the Torah with detailed hard work. That's accepting Hashem as the Melech.